spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson for this new version of the Get Strong Show. It's not for boys anymore. A bumper crop of strong, sexy women are out there breaking records. We're going to talk about that. And then during the second hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Martin Blaser to talk about his New York Times best-selling book, Missing Microbes, How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues, right in line with the mission of this show. Before we get started, I got to mention a couple things. First of all, Age Force is giving away a free month trial of their fat burner patch. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force fat burner patch banner ad, use the coupon code SR30. No obligation. You don't have to sign up for auto ship. Try it for 30 days, make your own decisions. Number two, the folks at Trusted Health Products, makers of Aura MD, are giving away a bundled 7 bottles of Aura MD plus a bunch of other things, and you save $90 in the mix. So if you're already a fan of Aura MD, here's a chance to stock up. Maybe you have some upcoming gift-giving reasons to give Aura MD away. Give it to the kids away at college. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today to get a bundled 7 bottles and save $90. Coach Wade Johnson is so active out there, not only as a competitive athlete himself, but he trains athletes. And today we're going to be talking about a phenomenon that is sweeping the country, and that is that there's a lot of strong, sexy women out there, aren't there?
There's a lot of them. I had the privilege, we talked about this earlier today. I'm honored and very blessed and privileged to judge each year the women's Pro-Am meet in Cincinnati. And this past weekend was the third annual meet that they've done. Now I remembered, let me preface it with this. In the days where I was running meets, back when you and I met, that's exactly how you and I met,
right?
Was running a meet there, right there in Louisville. If we had 2 to 5 women, especially if it was like 4 or 5 women lifting at a meet, we thought it was something extraordinary. And, you know, you just didn't see as many women. And in my days with NASA, we would have, you know, especially at the big meets, you'd see 10 or 20 women lifting, which is phenomenal, which is awesome. And you've known me long enough to know I've always championed this cause, and I've worked with a lot of female athletes of different, you know, varieties.
Well, you've helped not only female athletes who have been performing in strength competitions, but you've also helped female bodybuilders, which strength is a large portion of what they do. So yeah, absolutely.
That is correct. I mean, all the way to, you know, I trained someone that is posed in Playboy, you know, those types of things where,
right,
you know, being, looking a certain way, you know, for the camera was very important. So this is something that I've done for quite some time. But to give you an idea, there were 70 female lifters at this meet, not 10, not 20, 70. I mean, the meet sold out. They had set the limit at 50, and it sold out so quickly, they went ahead and opened up 20 more slots, and it immediately sold out. And so that is something that's remarkable. And these weren't just ladies that were just participating. These are some of the strongest women on the planet. And so it was really an incredible thing to see, to have that many lifters, you know, that were all female in one meet. And it wasn't one of these meets where there's 20 full meet lifters and then the other 50 are bench only. There was one bench only lifter. And the only reason why she didn't do the full meet, she did last year, is because she had recently had knee surgery.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's just a huge, huge thing. And not that there's just 70 lifters, but some of these women, all the women did remarkably well. But there was some staggering numbers.
So let's talk about this. First of all, one of the things that you said to me was in the days of yesteryear, a lot of the female strength athletes would not necessarily be classified as the most feminine creatures on the planet. They were striving to be strong, and they allowed, in your own words, when talking on the show, they've accepted the body that the training gave them. But you told me that the girls that were at this meet, some of them you would have looked at and you would have thought, well, maybe she's a volleyball player. I mean, long and lean and muscular and attractive, not the typical kind of female slash bodybuilder or even a female powerlifter of, let's say, 20 years ago.
That's very true. Let me give you a great and classic example. I trained a girl out of Arkansas, and she was competing at this meet. This is
can
a
you
meet
give her name?
Been...
Can you give her name, or you don't want to give her name?
I can absolutely give her name.
Okay.
Stephanie Walker.
Okay.
She's someone that I had judged several times at different meets over the years. And, very, very experienced lifter, had ran into a few injury problems. And that's basically why I was brought on to coach her. Is like, she would send me videos, we would consult, and then, you know, I would look at videos for her and make some suggestions. And then finally, it was one of those things where it's like she was responding to what I suggested. We both agreed that it was time for me to, you know, to take over coaching her. And I'd say that, let me also say that her boyfriend, Mike, it's not just me that's doing all the work. Mike is in there in the gym with her, and he takes care of her food and diet and supplements. You know, so it's a team effort
right.
With the three of them.
Right.
There's no question about it. But Stephanie, 165-pound lifter, weighed in at 162 with abs. Not this big hulking figure, 162 with abs. And I've seen her post pictures where they're out on the beach and she's in a bikini and she looks fine in a bikini.
Right.
You know, so we're talking about someone that looks very feminine, very fit, very strong. But to give you an idea that there's something along with that, not just looks, she squatted, now she competed raw with knee wraps. She squatted 390 pounds. She benched 250 pounds. And then the killer was the deadlift. She deadlifted 500 pounds.
Wow.
So she totaled 1140, which is number two in the world currently.
Holy mackerel.
And and the thing that would stun you is, what I need to do is, what I'll do is I'll find video and I'll post this. But the one lift that she really had to work at was bench. That's where she had some really injury issues that we've had to kind of work and fight through. She squatted 390 with room to spare. When you see this 500-pound pull, when I tell you that she has the capacity to do more, I'm dead serious. I don't know what she's going to be capable of. It didn't look like it was, you know, a max effort. I mean, it was a good hard pull, but at this juncture, I don't think 550 is out of the equation, and that's her staying at 165.
That's amazing. That really is.
It's
amazing.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous, is what it is. And she's been training with me probably since about the first of the year. That's a guess. I would say no more than 6 months.
What other women were there that stick in your mind that really look like they have? We'll hear more about them.
I work with, this is another consulting, situation.
Well, wait a minute. I want to clear something up for the audience. So you have consultation clients and you have training clients. What's the difference?
Well, the clients that I train, I do everything. Except in the case with Stephanie, her boyfriend Mike takes care of her nutrition and keeps an eye on that. If I am coaching them, even online, then I'm doing everything, you know, or everything that they need me to do. With Stephanie, it started with, you know, we would email a little bit. She, you know, maybe once a month, she would send me a video to look at squat depth, look at, her form, things of that nature, or I would review what her workout was if she were having an issue. And it came across like what a lot of people will do with a consultation, like if it's a phone call or an email conversation, is they're getting a second opinion.
Right.
Basically, like you would go to, you know, I'm not really sure, you know, I want to have this elbow surgery. I'm going to get a second opinion.
Right.
Or I know that this person specializes, or in my case, especially for these lifters, to their advantage, is not only that I'm a judge, you know, but I'm a judge across several federations. So I'm going to be able to give them, you know, some input that perhaps, you know, someone else, you know, could not. So these people will pay me for a consultation, whereas when I train the lifter online, I do everything.
Right. Okay. So she started this next lifter you were talking about. Well, you know what? We have to take a break, I'm being told. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You know who we're going to talk about next. Keep it in the back of
your mind.
Real quick, before we take the break, tell listeners out there who may want to work with you either as their first line coach or for consultation, how they can reach you.
The quickest and easiest way is to email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. That's going to get you right to me. If you're on Facebook and I'm a friend of yours, I have a personal Facebook page, and then the Ogre Compound has a Facebook page as well. You also can find me at weightliftingdiscussion.com, and there is a forum there. But the quickest way is via email.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. We're talking about the girls. There's a bumper crop of amazingly strong yet sexy women out there breaking records, and they're going to be the changing paradigm for what women will be and look like in the future, I can guarantee you. Tracy Anderson, run for the hills. These women will defy anything that you say. Stay tuned.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This
resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back. So I'm watching a video on YouTube of Stephanie Walker pulling 470 pounds. She has a very, very interesting style.
Oh, the ramp. Yep.
Well, it's like I'm watching her. So what she does is she gets the weight up to about mid thigh, and it's almost like she then drops her butt down a little bit, and then pushes her hips out and pulls the weight. It's really interesting. It's almost to me, you know how, what is that? I mean, I'm not an Olympic lifting anything, but
right.
What is that when you throw the weight up and you jump down under it? You know what I'm talking about?
The snatch.
Yeah, yep. It's almost like she uses her hips to snatch the weight back up the rest of the way. It's really interesting.
It's one of the crazy, and she has faced a little bit of controversy. You have to be really careful.
She's not hitching it.
No,
she's not hitching it.
And that's the thing. If you're inexperienced, you're going to see that and immediately go, she hitched it. And I've seen lifters ramp. And now she has done this in the past. I've seen her where you lean a little too far back, because when you ramp it, those knees get locked a little early. And, you know, where you unlock the knees again, and then you lean far back, and the weight sinks into the quads.
Right.
And then you definitely have hitched it.
Well, she's tall, right? She's a tall girl.
She is not exceptionally tall, but she's taller than ever. Like I said, she looks fit. She's muscular. You can tell that she's an athlete. But if I told you, you know, oh, she's point guard for, you know.
Yeah. I would believe that.
You would go.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, or volleyball player. You know, she's got nice shoulders.
Very fit, look and has abs. I mean, and again, and weighs 165 pounds. There's women out there that go, oh my God, 165, she's huge. She's not.
No, not at all.
You know.
She's very lean. And she's yes. not bulky at all. Like I said, she looks like she may be a volleyball player.
But I'm going to ask you, how many 165 men out there are pulling 500 pounds? And I guarantee you,
none.
There's not a lot,
no.
And there's not a lot that are going to ever pull a weight of that magnitude with that kind of speed. It's insane at how strong she is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, who's the other person that you saw that stuck on your mind?
Well, these are people that I work with. Angie Rush is another one that I have judged over the years. And has consulted me, has been at the gym a few times to run through sessions, and going up into the meet, we decided that after the meet was over that I would take over her training. She's a 148. Now, here's the thing. This is something I want to really bring home. 148-pound woman who is a service person, is part of the military,
right.
And is a mother of four. Not one, not two, but four. And it's four girls. So it's her four girls and her husband. Bless his heart. We should all say a prayer for that guy. Cause I want to say the oldest one is not quite a teenager yet. Probably in the 10, 11, range. And so I can only imagine what that guy's life is going to be like in the upcoming years.
Right.
But anyway, you know, so this is, you know, a woman that has a very busy life in the military, mother of four, and this is what she squatted 260 pounds, which was not limit. She had trouble in the bench. She opened at 145 and then missed 160 twice, and it was technicalities. She has hit that weight before.
Right.
And then she deadlifted 335 pounds, and this is all raw.
Right.
There's the only thing she used was knee wraps and wrist wraps and a belt.
Yeah, I'm watching her pull 330 right now, and you're in the video. This is the Deep South barbell competition.
Who knows?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Oh, it says SPF Mini Pro Am is what it says.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it may have been from the weekend.
These women seem to be really, really strong in the deadlift. I'm noticing. I wonder if there's something about the you know, we know that women. their hips are designed differently than men. They pronate differently than men when they walk. I wonder if they have any kind of advantage in pulling.
I don't know that that is the case as much as what I think it's one of those things. It's a lift that a lot of lifters adapt to quickly. Squatting, to me, is very, very technical lift. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, where everybody, if you're an athlete of any kind, you've bench pressed, whether it be on a bench or a machine. It's one of those things that people just seem to gravitate to. It's very popular. You know, rarely have I ever had someone ask me, hey, what's your squat? It's always, how much
what's
do you bench?
What's your bench press? I know.
And, you know, so I think the same is true for the ladies. But I think the thing that for the most part, is it's one of those lifts that they tend to just, you know, naturally be adept at. But it's, I think it's one of those that if their form is good, they learn quickly and get strong quickly. Squat can be very, very difficult. And a lot of these women, I would say that this meet, this is a guess, but I would say predominantly 75% of the lifters, and I'm being conservative in guessing, were raw lifters. They weren't using equipment. They were using belt knee wraps and wrist wraps, and some were doing the classic raw, which is no knee wraps.
Right.
So, you know,
who was the strongest gal there? Do you remember?
No. There were so many. I tell you what. I've got the results right here. Rita West, at 148, totaled 1425.
Wow.
Now, she was in multiply gear. Kara Weston, who is a very dear friend of mine and a master's lifter. Now, this isn't Kara is a little older than I am, and I'm 48, so, and I'm not giving you a number from there because she will kick my ass.
Right, right.
She's a 165, but her body weight, she was trying to make the cut to 148. Wasn't going to make the cut, so she aborted and weighed 152 and totaled 1205. I mean, these are big totals. In third place was again, another dear friend of mine who calls me. Gracie V. Vanasse is one of three girls. They're triplets. It's a pretty astounding thing, and there's a long story behind that we won't go into. But the three girls call me Uncle Wade, and if you're on my Facebook at all, Gracie has herself in my family as my niece. But very 148 lifter, totaled 1175, and it wasn't but a couple of years ago that she broke her arm benching and had to have a very, very long, involved, and serious surgery to fix the bones. And I want to say, I can't remember, they've only got the totals on the results. I want to say she benched in the neighborhood of 315. Now, she was in a multiply shirt. She weighs 148 pounds, and 2 years ago, her arm was in a sling with lots of bolts and screws and wires in her arm. You know, and so that's just a remarkable total, you know.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at some of these women, and I got to tell you something. These women do not appear. You would never look at one of these women and go, oh, wow, look at her. She looks like a guy. Or I mean, they look like women that you would be behind in Kroger's. You know what I mean? Like, you would never expect them to be pulling, pushing, and squatting this kind of weight, which really gives me a lot of hope, because this means that there are women out there who are displaying great strength and great athletic aptitude, who look like average women, which means that those women out there who have been saying for decades, well, I'm not going to lift weights because I don't want to look like a man, you can't use that excuse anymore.
Right.
You can't. Because these women look like women.
Well, and the thing is that what you're looking at is the new hot is strong.
Right.
I mean, you see it posted on Facebook all the time. Well, look at Elisa.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And we're not talking about a 25-year-old woman.
No.
I mean, you know, Elisa is a more mature woman, but I've seen the pictures of her. I saw the pictures of you guys on vacation. You know, is very fit, very strong, and that's the thing. You do not have to be either a gigantic person or this or look like something, you know, that like you're not a woman.
Right.
You know, there's just plain strong women.
Right.
The point in that is, I mean, and there's other women that are bigger, they're more muscular and that sort of thing, and that's fine, that's perfect. My point is I want to overcome the old wives' tale and this stigma of if I lift weights, I'm going to get big and bulky.
Right.
Folks, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
It simply does not work like that. A woman that can deadlift 500 pounds and looks like she does is telling. A mother of four that has a busy life, not just with four children, but is in the military, deadlifting over 300 pounds with room to spare.
Right.
And they're attractive women. It's no longer the day like we, the East German swimmers were.
Right.
It's just, you know, and again, that's not a dig at them. They did what they did at the time to do what they needed to do.
Right.
I get that. But my point is that you've got everyday people that have jobs, that are parents and have families, and they get in the gym and they bust their ass and look at the results. And that, I've said this for years, it's like people go, well, look at the weight that you lifted. And I'll tell you what makes me special. All I did was do the work.
Right.
After that, there is nothing, I'm not any different than you, than Rob, than anybody else that listens to this show.
Right.
And therein lies that, there's the key. You get in there and you bust your ass and you do your best and look at what can happen.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Especially as a woman.
Yeah.
Let me give a couple of other, Janine Whitaker. I don't remember how old Janine is, but I want to say she's in that area of being close to master level. 181 lifter, squatted 500 pounds in knee wraps.
Oh man.
You know, was a little high with 530 and had to abort her attempt at 550. I mean, imagine the balls that it takes to be a woman at 180, or a guy at 181, and I'm going to take a shot at 550.
I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing.
That's crazy. Now, then we'll go the other direction. Shanna Ratcliffe, I want to say Shanna is from Kentucky. A 97-pound lifter, 97 pounds.
That's how heavy my sister. Pounds. My sister was 97 pounds. She was 5 foot even.
Well, I don't know that Shanna is 5 feet. I mean, she is tiny.
Right.
Totaled 735 pounds.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, I mean, what do you say to that? And again, she just, you know, she's cute. She's, you know. She's not this gigantic. She's 97 pounds.
Yeah.
What could be big? Well, here's another person. I want you to look, if any of you that are on Facebook, you know, and I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning her, Melissa Doss is an attorney, has been doing CrossFit for a couple, 3 years, and entered the meet. She's a 148 and totaled 760 in her first meet. And if you see a picture of this girl, she recently did a photo shoot. This girl, it's startling. I mean, it's startling at how beautiful a woman this is.
She's in Louisville or Florence, Kentucky? Or maybe she's from Florence.
You know, I have no idea. I don't know where Melissa's from. I see her
hometown. It looks like hometown is Lexington and currently in Florence, Kentucky. I'm looking at a picture
there
of her.
You
she's got blonde hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, if I told you she's a model,
yeah,
you know, you would go, well, sure, I believe that.
Yeah.
Well, but she deadlifts over 300 pounds, and she's an attorney, and she, you know, she's very fit. I watched her. Let's see, I was in Cincinnati Valentine's weekend. I don't remember what they called it, but there was some CrossFit event, and I watched her kick ass doing that. And I've never been a CrossFit guy, but I got a new appreciation because I just helped wrangle people at that meet because I had no idea what they were doing. But I was extremely impressed. You know,
Melissa has abs. I'm looking at a picture of her right now.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
She's lean. She looks great.
Very, you know. Let's see. Let me tell you about a couple more because I know we're going to
be up against
the break.
Take a break. Take the break, okay. And then you get them in your head, okay?
Okay?
In the meantime, if you are an aspiring athlete, you're a woman who would like to see just how strong you can get. You know, I can tell you something about Melissa. She's an attorney, and I'm sure that the fact that she is stronger than a lot of the guys that she comes up against in litigation gives her the edge over them. I'm serious about this, okay? If you're a woman and you'd like to see just how strong you can get, you don't have to hurt yourself if you have a good coach. And Coach Johnson is the best coach to use for this purpose. You can get in touch with him by using his antiquated email address, supersquad800 at yahoo.com. It should be supersquad1140 I mean, 1,040 at yahoo.com, but he insists on keep using that one. But supersquat800@yahoo.com. Reach out to him, talk to him, and let him help you fulfill some of your strength goals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com. Today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's not about the boys anymore. You boys better watch out because there's a bumper crop of strong and sexy gals out there who are going to competitions and breaking records. And at some weight classes that these totals are unheard of. And I got a feeling we're going to see even more in the months coming and the years coming because more and more women are starting to get the message. Strong is the new sexy. Wayfish Week Kate, you know, Kate Moss, those days are gone, man. Those days just lead to diabetes, osteoporosis, osteopenia, and illness. Strong women will live longer. You watch, a decade from now, they're going to say, someone's going to post a study. Women who engage in resistance training and maintain their strength longer live longer. Hey, go figure. Who else do we have out there, Wade?
Let's see. Let me pull this up real quick. I work with a lifter. Again, this was a consultation thing where, actually from Louisville, Karen Delaney, she has recently moved to Nashville, and she trained with some lady lifters there that I have judged several times at meets, and they told her to contact me since she was coming into the area. This was her first meet. She was a 181. Now, this is by memory. I want to say she squatted 345. I don't remember. Her bench is in the mid-100s, and that's the lift that she's working on right now. And she pulled in the high threes. But the amazing thing was she is a collegiate rower. That's what she did in college. So she, you know, for those of you that don't know, you get in the boat, and I'm way oversimplifying. You know, she gets in a boat and is on the row team, and they row across the water really fast.
Yeah, for a long time.
Oh, it's stupid. It's really stupid. Right. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. And so this is someone that's always been an athlete and, you know, decided.
Are we seeing more of that? Are we seeing women who are collegiate athletes that are going, you know, I don't necessarily have to train a whole lot because I have built up this physical acumen over the years. I think I'm going to try a powerlifting competition. And they train for maybe 6 months and they just throw their hat in the ring and try it.
And then they're, boom, they're hooked.
They're hooked.
I mean,
right.
I've seen this over and over and over. You know, it's like, I just wanted to try it. Like, Angie is a great example. I want to say that I judged her first meet. She would have to confirm that. And, you know, she was very quiet, you know, and I actually gave her a hard time about it. Now when she sees me, she's just, you know, she's just a talking machine, you know, beep, 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 you know, and tells me how much she loves powerlifting and all that kind of thing, you know, so she's hooked. Yeah. I mean, it's part of what she does now. It's part of her lifestyle.
Well, think about this for a second, right? Imagine from a woman's standpoint, right? Do you realize how heady it has to be for a woman to pull a 300-pound deadlift when her girlfriends probably can't even pull the cord on their lawnmowers? I mean, you realize how, like, it's got to give them a mental edge in life that, wow, I am strong. I never realized. I think for women, and I see this from Elisa, right? Like, Elisa gets herself all nervous up before she does a movement that I know she can do. With the weight
right.
that we're going to, like, and she's like, I could see it in her face, like, she's nervous. And then she does it, and she's like, you know, after the nervousness wears off, she's like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I says, are you kidding me? You got more than that. If you would just, like, realize how strong you are and tap into that instead of the fear of what could go wrong, you are so much stronger. It's got to be heady for a woman to realize she's strong.
Well, I think it's one of those things where, again, this is where I tell people all the time, it's an example that I'm familiar with, is the gym and training is a microcosm of life, you know. Doesn't necessarily mean you put in all the work and all the good things are going to happen and they're going to happen in a timely manner. But we know that if you are consistent, if you're doing the right things and you're putting the time and the work in, you're going to improve. You're going to get better. I mean, there's going to be bumps in the road, and that's true across the board. But it has to be, in this day and age of where we live with so much acceptance and everything else, let's be honest, it's still a man's world, like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter, equality aside, all of that aside, it is still a man's world. And it has to be empowering to be, you know, all of a sudden, you know, let me go back. I have a lifter, and let me tell you about this one. Jennifer Milliken, who is from Mount Juliet. She is married, mother of two, has lived in Charlotte for the past few years, was moving back to town and contacted me and wanted me to coach her. This is a 123-pound lifter. And so this is not a big person. She's actually very tiny. And, she's one of the guys in the gym, and I'm going to tell you why she's earned that. Because she's definitely, this is another one, she's a girl, she's attractive, She looks great in a bikini, has abs, that sort of thing. But she gets in there and she busts her ass just like any other lifter. She's a lifter. And she gives it like we give it to each other. She gives it and takes it just like one of the guys. But let me tell you how strong she is. I'll give you an example. Monday was bench, and it was her flat bench, and we were scheduled to do Paul's singles. Her last warm-up was 135. Now, remember, this is a mom of two, and she weighs 123 pounds. She probably weighs about 128 right now, but she'll cut to the 123s. Does a touch and easy touch-and-go warm-up with 135. Then her last paused warm-up is 155, and then goes on to test 170, 175, and 180. If that's not enough for you, then we go back to 135, and she does a set of eight, and then on the ninth rep, she pauses it and does that for two sets, and then goes on to do her assistance. This is a training day. This isn't even a meet. The following day is squat. She does her, she does four sets of two, I believe it was at 235. We wrap her knees, she does 285, and then wrap her knees again, and she does 300. This is in a training session. Yeah. This isn't at a meet. A few weeks ago, we didn't test. This was just during a deadlift workout. And I remind everybody, you know, especially you women out there, this is a 125-pound girl.
Yeah.
Give or take a few pounds. That is a mom of two. You know, once she leaves the gym, she's a mom. That during the workout, she front squats 235, that's not impressive enough for you.
If anybody doesn't know how much harder it is to front squat than back squat, then you need to try it yourself.
Then raised handle trap bar, I want to say it was 325. I could be wrong by a few pounds, but it was over 300. Then her numbers that day was 275. I think we ended up doing five singles with it. She went on then to pull 300, 315, and 330. Not at a meet. This is a typical training session. You know, she'll compete. It's June or July. I don't remember right off the top of my head. You know, I expect her to total around the 850 plus area. And again, this is raw. All she's using is a belt, wrist wraps, and knee wraps. This is not where a girl's having to go out and spend $1,000 on equipment to get this total. She's going to be a 123-pound lifter that's lifting in knee wraps, wrist wraps, and a belt. And is a mama, too, that weighs a buck and a quarter.
That's amazing. And again, you know, as you were saying, she's a mom of two, but she's going to be a better mom of two because of what she's doing in that gym. She's going to be a better wife, a better sister, a better daughter. And whatever business she's in or whatever vocation she's involved with, she's going to be better at that too. And if it's not just because she's strong, but it's because knowing you're strong changes who you are. It's like knowing that you're smart changes who you are. Knowing that you're good-looking changes who you are. Knowing that you're strong changes who you are. So in my humble opinion, it doesn't even matter that she's totaling these kind of lifts, which are really astonishing. Even if she only ever got off the ground with 155 in the bench press, just knowing that she can, there's a lot of guys that can't do that. Just knowing that you're strong will change who you are.
I agree. And there's, and guys have to be honest. A woman that is confident and is fit and is strong, that's very attractive.
Hell yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it.
Absolutely. And as you can, I can tell you've become so proficient at this, we have to take a break.
Right.
So you ladies who are being inspired to get stronger or try it, reach out to Coach Johnson. You can set up a consultation. How much does a consultation cost if they just want to talk to you?
Well, here's what I do. If you email me and you just have a couple of questions, that's not a big deal. But if we need to have a consultation and you need to have a conversation with me, I charge a $25 fee for 30 minutes. Now, I'm not running a time clock. It takes what it takes. However, what I've done is if after we've consulted and you decide that you want to take me on as a coach, I give you that money back. And what that means, when you sign up for me to write your program or write your routine and I coach you, then we take that money off.
Okay.
You know, it's so that you know, that consultation is an investment for down the road, you know, if you choose to take me on.
Well, and the other thing is, for those of you out there who are already proficient at this game, you're building strength, you're working with the coach and so on, and you would just like a second opinion. $25 is very, very little to spend with a guy like Coach Wade Johnson, who's not only been training athletes, but he's in the game himself doing it too. Still, at this age, how old, 48 now?
I'm 48. I will be 49 later this summer.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in your area. I don't know the specific date, Melissa, and we'll talk about Melissa after the break. Sent me, we're going to be doing an Olympic lifting meet in Louisville.
Yeah, okay. So my point being this, I'm going to have to appear for that, obviously, and get my ass handed to me. But anyway, Coach Johnson is 48. He's going to be 49. He just competed again and totaled elite, and he is drug-free. You can see that he's drug-free when you meet him, okay? My point is this. If you're a lifter now and you just want to be a little bit better, $25 to spend some time on the phone with Coach Johnson to maybe work a kink out of your program could mean the difference between you reaching your goals or not. So reach out to him, supersquat800@yahoo.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. Martin Blaser joins us to talk about his new book, Missing Microbes. Fits right into the mission of this show, how the overuse of antibiotics is fueling our modern plagues. Okay, so there was someone else that you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah, Melissa Brown. I met Melissa at the Pro Meet last year, and then she lifted again this year. And again, this is she's a 165 lifter, super tall. Melissa's probably 5'9" ish. Super lean, super athletic. She comes from, she was a basketball player and was going to walk on, and I don't remember what college she said she was going to walk on, and decided to go into nursing. So this is, again, this is a woman that, you know, is a professional, has been a nurse for 16 years, and was a competitive cyclist and got into lifting. She was doing some CrossFit and decided to try powerlifting. And she's a master age lifter, and she squatted 310, benched 135, just missed, and again, it was a technical error, not strength, benched 135, and then deadlifted 305.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
These are regular girls, too. These are not girls that were spending their entire lives in athletics, right?
Right. I mean, this is someone that went through college, has become an RN, you know, has, and again, anyone, I'm going to tell you something, anyone that's a nurse, anyone in that field is a badass because, you know, I've known several and that is a very, very tough gig, you know, and the hours can be nutty.
Right. Right.
And create, you know, there's 12-hour shifts. It can be, you know, overnight, you know, and the stuff that they see would make, you know, the rest of us, and myself included, you know, just curl up into a ball that they just have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, and then you have to have the wherewithal to, like, shrug all that up. Well, I'm going to go train, and I'm going to kick some ass. You know, and I should add, Melissa, you know, is a master age national caliber Olympic lifter as well.
Really?
So, yeah. So, and there's a whole other story we'll talk about with her another time.
What other events are coming up in the near future that maybe there's some women out there who need to be aware of and plan on being involved in these events?
You will see, and you're seeing, not only are you seeing an influx in powerlifting, you're seeing it at Olympic lifting meets. The last Olympic lifting meet that I competed at, they had a full women's flight. The guys didn't even lift until noon. They didn't even let us start warming up until it was noon.
Wow.
So, like I said, there is going to be an Olympic lifting meet, and I can post this and get it to you. I want to say it's going to be the first part of June. We'll be right there in Louisville. It's the Cincinnati, weightlifting. The guy's name is Chris. I can't remember his last name off the top of my head. He runs a lot of meets, Cincinnati area, Louisville, Lexington. So there's a lot of those, he runs a lot of those events. I'm powerlifting in Manchester, Tennessee. The SPF Nationals is coming up. That's late June, early July, I believe. I'm not exactly sure of the date, but again, Jennifer, the girl that trains with us will be lifting at that meet. There's a good chance that Karen may be lifting at that meet as well. So again, you're seeing a lot of lady lifters at these meets. The next big female event, Carol Weston in Sacramento, California, has a gym, trains at Super Training, and is part of that outfit out there of Mark Bell's. She runs the other annual event. They do two women's pro-ams each year. The Laura and Shane Sweat from the Sweatshop and CrossFit Conjugate run the one that I was judging at this past weekend, and Kara and I are speaking about me being out there for the next women's pro meet, and that is in November, but I'm not sure of the specific date.
Yeah, I mean, I love this. I love this. I love this. I could see it coming now. I mean, you know, I have the same sense about this that I had about when they put bikini in the NPC, and I thought, you know what, you're going to have average people who don't want to do heroic or risky things to get into a competition, but have good genetics and are willing to work hard and eat right for a while, long enough to get their bodies in shape. And sure enough, it's the fastest growing segment in the NPC. Competitions are very, very deep and very competitive. And I predict the same thing is going to happen here. I think now that women are seeing women that they can relate to in these competitions, lifting and pulling these amazing weights, they're going to want to try it. I can think of nothing better than a population of strong, sexy women in the United States to push back on the skinny fat and or terribly obese population out there today. I applaud this, and I hope more and more.
My hope for this is that, you know, if you're just anyone, if you're a person out there that is struggling or and wants to put on some weight, or you're a person that's out there that's, you know, you're unhappy with how you look or how you feel, that you're not intimidated, you know, that you're inspired, you know. I showed Melissa a post on there on Facebook. We were talking, and it was this thing to the fatty out there that's running around the track. And you know who you are.
I love that thing. Yeah.
It brought tears to my eyes. And, and Melissa would attest to that. That someone posted that you rock, you effing rock, because everything that you hated about yourself, or that you were uncomfortable with, or you wanted to improve, you're out there and you're doing it and you're kicking ass. And I tell people, I had this conversation with a lifter over the weekend who was disappointed with her results, and I was like, be blessed that you have so many things to work on. Look at what you accomplished. See, you're looking at what you missed. Now let's take a look at what you did, which was amazing. Look at where you were a couple of years ago, and look at where you are now, and look at all you got to do is fix a couple of problems, and look at where you will be. And, you know, it's one of those things where this is a process. Enjoy the process. And if you're not happy with how you feel or how you look, be inspired. Don't be intimidated. Because I'm going to tell you, especially in the powerlifting world, I can't speak of, and it was like this when I did strongman. It was like this when I did Olympic lifting. So I'm betting it's a lot more like this across the board. You will find, and it was this way with these girls especially, because they were all looking at each other's fingernails and their headbands and all this crazy stuff. It is such, the camaraderie is sky high. The cheering and the screaming for each other. And these women were also competing against each other. You know, the high fives. And the thing is we all come in several different shapes and sizes and colors and flavors and everything else. You know, and you truly see in this situation, you know, other women were inspiring other women and people in the crowd. And what I'm saying, do not be intimidated. Don't let this, to, you know, push you even further away. Ask questions, get involved, and you're going to find out that people will not only help you, but they will be part of the team that encourages you to just to be the best that you can be, whatever that may be. Don't be intimidated. Be inspired.
And do it for your kids. Let your kids see that mom is strong, that mom is strong, that the other moms that come to school, they're not strong, but my mom is strong. They'll tell their kids about it. Do you know that grandma deadlifted 500 pounds one time? What? That, you know what? That energy goes on to future generations and makes children feel like, well, I must be strong too, because it's in my genetics. My grandmother was strong. I mean, you have no idea how this can empower and catapult who you are and who you appear to be to other people. I love it.
Let me give you another quick example. Yeah. I know we got a roll. Is if you need a greater example, there's not one better than this. Anyone that knows me, if you know my son, then you know the impact. There is not a better kid on this planet, you know, who's now is 26. He's a great husband. He works hard, and he is having a huge impact on other people's lives, with not only with his massage work, but what he does in the gym. And this is all a direct correlation from him coming to see me live for the first time when he was a little bitty tapper.
Right.
You know, look at the impact that it's had on his life, and he's raised the bar. I can't stress this enough. Don't be intimidated. Don't be pushed away. Be drawn in. Be inspired.
Supersquat800@yahoo.com. Reach out, get some help, and achieve some goals that maybe you don't even realize you have it in you. Coach Johnson, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Brother, it's always good to be with you.
Talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, Dr. Martin Blaser will be joining us to talk about missing microbes. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just like Carl Lenoir, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Well, you know I'm in love with the whole microbiota, microbiome. We've done so many shows on this, dating back to the old Amish gut study and everything we've done in between, looking at the different type of microbiome that is developed based on your geography, your diet, and it just gets deeper and deeper. Even the last couple shows we've done where we talk about ketogenic diets, we talked about the endoplasmic reticulum and how it's affected and the microbiome is affected by it. I mean, the discussion, we realize now that the microbiome is so tightly woven into our physical condition, it's scary. And my next guest is Dr. Martin Blaser, and he just wrote a book called Missing Microbes, How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues. Welcome to the show, Dr. Blaser.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So let's dive right into this. Antibiotics are probably one of the greatest contributions from medicine. More lives have been saved because there was a period of time where plagues were caused by infections, and pretty much very few people die from these types of infections any longer thanks to antibiotics, right?
Antibiotics were miraculous. They really started in the 1930s and picked up steam by the 1940s. And we've been living under an antibiotic umbrella ever since. And they have saved countless lives.
So where did it go wrong? When did too much of a good thing happen?
You know, it's like going to that buffet. The food is so delicious and there's so much of it, and you just keep eating and eating. So people, because antibiotics were so miraculous, doctors and scientists everywhere were thinking, well, can we improve this condition with antibiotics? Can we improve this condition? And little by little, more and more were being used, not just for life-threatening illness, for milder and milder illnesses. And one of the cases, very common cases, ear infections that kids get. These are very common infections. We know that 80% of them are caused by viruses, and antibiotics don't even work for viruses.
Right, right.
But when a baby goes to their doctor's, a parent brings a baby to the doctor's office, with an ear infection, 70% of the time they're walking out with an antibiotic prescription.
But now, I don't want to lay this all at doctors. Look, my audience, if they could shout out right now, they tell you that I am very vocal when medical orthodoxy gets it wrong. But at the same time, I have to say that I kind of feel like doctors were placed in between a rock and a hard place, because when parents would bring their child who's in distress for whatever the reason, and even though the doctor knew that the first line defense was not necessarily antibiotics, they felt compelled to give something that would, quote, do no harm, because the parents expected, don't just send me home with a sick child and tell me to wait it out. I could have did that without coming into your office.
So you are exactly right, and that's why I wrote Missing Microbes, because part of the responsibility is with the doctor and part of it is with the parents. But in both cases, everybody's kind of missed the boat, that everybody has assumed that antibiotics have no cost, that there's no biological cost to being on.
Right.
Occasionally there are short-term consequences. Rarely there are serious allergic events, but really, really rare. Nobody thought that antibiotics could affect things down the road. Everybody thought you took an antibiotic, you might have a little distress, and then everything would bounce back. That was the belief. But in fact, there wasn't really any data to support that. And we now know more and more evidence that that is not the case, that there are changes to the microbiome from antibiotic use, and there are long-term consequences, especially when antibiotics are given to young children.
I stayed away from antibiotics, except the antibiotics I was probably given as a child. Once I was an adult, able to make my own decisions, I navigated around antibiotics, not really intentionally early on, until I became a little more educated, until the year 2008. In 2008, I had an abscess, and the dentist said to me, I can't do anything with this tooth, which needed to be root canaled, until we get the infection under control. And I reluctantly took a sulfur-based, I think it was amoxicillin.
That's a penicillin-based antibiotic.
And so now understand that I had been at that point in my life, as I always have, a very, very hard training, probably more of an athlete than an average person, even at 55 now. and which required me to consume lots of nutrients to keep my body strong and recovering. And I've never had a digestive problem that I can think of until when I was very young, I got food poisoning. And for a short period of time after that, my stomach didn't work very well. But I've always bragged that I had a cast iron stomach. Fast forward to this short duration that I was taking this amoxicillin. Within the first couple days, I noticed that my food was just lingering in my stomach and I was belching all the time. And I immediately stopped taking it within 3 days, but the damage had already been done. My stomach was not back to normal for 4 years. For 4 years, I had to take steps, use prebiotics, probiotics, colostrum. I tried everything, large doses of L-glutamine and so on and so forth. And today my stomach is back to normal. But that short bout of exposure changed my digestive system. It was unbelievable.
Right, right. So your sad case illustrates my point. And you're already an adult. Your body is all formed. What if that had happened when you were 6 months old or a year old and your microbiota was forming? It was kind of forming its,
right,
you know, long-term population. It would have changed the formation of that and had effects on the development of your metabolism, your immunity, maybe even the development of your brain. We've been doing studies in mice that show that early life antibiotics are changing the development of mice. They're making mice get fatter. We're changing how the immune system is what kinds of cells are constituting the early immune system. So that's why we study mice. We can't do these studies very easily in people, but we can very carefully control the situations and show it's the antibiotics that's doing this.
Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. The book is called Missing Microbes, How the Overuse of Antibiotics is Fueling Our Modern Plagues. You can get the book by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking my blog post today. It will take you right to Amazon.com, where you can purchase the book. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that, and they were like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, baby.
Welcome back. The book is Missing Microbes. You can get it by going to my blog today at superhumanradio.com. How the overuse of antibiotics is fueling our modern plagues. Is plagues too strong of a word, Dr. Blaser?
No, I don't think so. You read the newspapers, you go to any, just about any household in the United States, and there is somebody who's affected by obesity, diabetes, juvenile diabetes, celiac disease, food allergies, asthma, autism. These are all the big problems that are troubling us now.
Diseases of modernity that can, in one way or another, can be linked back in one way or another to some of the prevalence of antibiotics. What about the fact that 2/3 of all the antibiotics produced today are given to animals, and even if you don't take antibiotics, you're getting it in the food?
Yeah, I think that's a big problem. We don't really know the significance of it. It's never been really studied. We know, as you said, that 2/3, maybe as much as 80% of all the antibiotics by weight are going to farm animals to fatten them up. And they're supposed to wash out the antibiotics before the food goes to market. But there have been surveys done in supermarkets that show that there are residues of antibiotics in meat, in chicken, in milk.
Well, that's the most absurd. If you apply critical thinking, if you have any critical thinking skills at all, that's the most absurd statement in the world. We wash out the antibiotics. It's in the flesh of the animal. How do you wash out? Do you open each cell up and wash the protoplasm out of it?
Well, there's a degree. A lot of the antibiotics are in the intestinal tract. And you know, if you stop the antibiotics, over time they decay. I mean, in theory, it could happen. In reality, there are enough violations that surveys in supermarkets are showing that a lot of the meats and milk as well that children are getting have trace amounts of antibiotics. In some communities, their water supply intake is downstream of the effluent from these industrial farms. So nobody has really done a study to measure what's the effect of all these trace levels of antibiotics that millions, tens of millions of people are being exposed to every day. We don't know. Maybe it's trivial. Maybe it's important. We just don't know.
Well, and the fact that farmers use antibiotics with both an intrinsic and extrinsic value to animal husbandry, and that is the first is obviously to keep these animals that are borderline sick from getting full-blown sick. But the second is that it causes animals to fatten up faster. So why wouldn't it do that to humans?
Well, yes, of course. But let me just say that the levels of antibiotics that are used on the farm are subtherapeutic levels. They're very low doses. Their whole purpose is to promote growth. They're growth promoters. It's not to keep them healthy. Farmers in industrial agriculture have used that excuse that they're keeping the animals healthy. They've used that excuse for a long time. But then they would use therapeutic doses. These are subtherapeutic doses. Their purpose is to enhance growth, which makes it cheaper to produce meat, and that's where a lot of the profit is.
What about diseases like GERD, right? The Nexium is one of the most popular pills, the little purple pill. Is there any evidence that antibiotics could be linked to the development of this type of acid reflux syndrome?
There is, but that's not the main point. It's part of it, and that's in part what Missing Microbes is about, because it turns out that there's a bacteria that lives in the human stomach called Helicobacter pylori. That's a long name. We call it HP for short.
Right.
And as far as we can tell, we humans have been carrying this organism ever since we were humans, going back at least 200,000 years, probably much longer than that, even before then. And over the course of the 20th century, this organism has been disappearing. It began in the early 20th century, and it's really continued. So today, less than 6% of children in the United States have this ancient organism that we all used to have. And so then the question is, what are the consequences of the loss of this organism? And some of the consequences are good. There are less stomach ulcers, and there's less stomach cancer. And both of these have been linked to the bacteria, so that's very good news. But there is more GERD and more problems of the esophagus, reflux esophagitis. That's the other name for GERD. It's skyrocketing. And there's more and more evidence that it is the loss of this ancient natural organism that is associated with the rise in GERD and other esophageal diseases.
Okay. Recently, we did a show about the discovery of a lactic acid microbe called Lactobacillus rotari, which has been linked to almost anti-aging-like effects in rats. It's found in mother's milk, but it's also babies get it sometimes when they're passing through the mother's vaginal canal during vaginal birth. When you take this into account that we have a lot of C-section babies and a lot of babies out there that aren't being breastfed, and then you compound this with the introduction of antimicrobials, antibacterials, and antibiotics, these babies really are starting out. I know that when they do research with rats that don't have an immune system, they have no microbiome, these animals are susceptible to everything, right?
Yeah, but let's go back to the C-sections, because you raise a very important point. About 100 years ago, C-sections came into being with anesthesia, et cetera, because in the old days, the C-section goes back 2,000 years, but the mother would always die. So the baby might live, but the mother would die. But 100 years ago or so, then the surgery was perfected, and now both mother and baby live. And that was a huge advance. And, you know, for decades, the rate of C-section was 5% or 10%. In Scandinavia today, in most countries, it's around 10%. In the U.S. 20 years ago, it was 18%. Today, it's 32%. One out of every three babies is born by C-section in the U.S.
And quite often, it's not even a rescue attempt where, oh, the baby is right.
They go, hey, you want to come?
Yeah, you want to come in Wednesday morning for your baby? Okay, we make an appointment.
Right.
We give you a C-section.
Again, it's all based on the idea that nobody thinks that there's any biological cost to this, and there's a lot of convenience for mothers, for doctors, for hospitals, but the most important study that was done on this was actually done by my wife, Maria Gloria Dominguez. She and Rob Knight did a study of women whose babies were born by C-section or vaginally, and they asked what's going on in the microbiome, and the microbiome of the baby born vaginally looks like the mother's vagina. That's not surprising because the baby came through the birth canal. And that's the way mammals have been doing it for 100 million years. But the babies born by C-section, their microbiome looked like skin. And it wasn't even necessarily the mother's skin. It could have been anybody's skin in the operating room or anybody from there. So from the moment of birth, the microbiome is different. And so the baby is starting off life with a different foundation. And there have been studies already that have shown that kids born by C-section are more likely to become obese, to develop juvenile diabetes, to develop celiac disease. So there, this change in the microbiome early, it looks very likely that that's having a cost.
In Dr. Daniel Lieberman's book, The Story of the Human Body, he talks about the ebb of the microbiome being the reason for so many allergies today, because we had this robust microbiota in the body. According to a discussion I had many, many years ago with Leslie Aiello when she was still with the Wenner-Gren Foundation, it's suspected that hunter-gatherers have something as diverse as 22,000 different types of microbes in their gut, and we modern civilized humans have maybe 2,000. And I could be off on these numbers dramatically.
Those numbers aren't quite right, but the point is that they have a lot more microbes than we do. And this is, we know this from current studies, again, that my wife and others are doing, suggesting that our microbiome is down by 15% to 40%. That's the current work. And some very recent work suggests it may even be more. It's not down 90%, but still 40%, that is really big. We've lost close to half of our ancestral microbiota. And that's when we saw the decrease in Helicobacter, we said, okay, that organism is disappearing. It's likely that others are disappearing as well. And now we're finding the evidence that that is true.
Well, is there a linkage to the fact that by having this diminishing diversity is actually leading to the allergies that we see, the asthma in children and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the whole premise. That's why I called the book Missing Microbes. We're missing the microbes that we've had since forever, and that has consequence.
Okay. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about what can be done about this. We're talking right now with Dr. Martin Blaser. It's a fantastic book. If you work with individuals, if you are a personal trainer, a life coach, anything like that, you have to read this book, because it will give you a lot of good information that can help you help your clients. If you're a clinician, this is a must read. And if you're somebody who suffers from an autoimmune disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, irritable bowel syndrome, and so on, this is a must read for you too. Because really, we don't give enough credit. We're just now paying attention to this. I think it's estimated at 4 or 6 pounds of microbes that live inside the body. That actually is the immune system. The greatest example of the immune system in action is the fact that you can eat a piece of animal flesh, extract everything that is good about it, and excrete the rest. That is an example of your immune system at work. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova
banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Martin Blaser about his new book, Missing Microbes. How the overuse of antibiotics is fueling our modern plagues. So, Dr. Blaser, if someone who has been exposed to antibiotics wanted to do something, is there a way to reseed, to increase the diversity, to kind of improve the microbiota of the gut?
Well, this you ask a key question. This is what we're working on, and many other people are working on it as well. You know, what I can tell you is that if you go to the health food store or the grocery store or the drugstore, you see shelves and shelves with items labeled as probiotics. And what I can say about those probiotics is that they're generally safe. They've almost completely not been tested. They have all different, you may see the same bacteria with many different labels. They're all different kinds of combinations. So I don't know which of those work at all. And they're only single organisms or two or three organisms. You know, if we're losing diversity, if we're losing hundreds of species, it's not clear to me how ingesting those organisms, which often come from cows or from cheese, are really going to help us. We need to develop probiotics, but I think we're still in the research stage.
Yeah. You know, I have this suspicion. If we go back to look at the old Amish gut study that we talked about some time ago on the show, that the individuals who worked with animals had a much more diverse microbiome than even the women who didn't work with animals. We are not being exposed to things because we are so germ-phobic today. That could be benefiting us. Now, I am not suggesting what I'm about to talk about next.
Well, let me just come back to before that, and that is, you know, your point, the germophobia is so prevalent. Again, part of it is that there were terrible germs out there. There still are terrible germs that kill people. But not all microbes and not all bacteria are bad for us. Actually, most of them are neutral or actually good for us. The bacteria in our body are good for us, and we're subjecting them to antibacterial soaps and hand sanitizers. And I'm afraid that we're getting rid of good bacteria inadvertently. And I wonder whether we're doing more good or more harm.
Well, so we did a show, I don't know if it was, I think it was earlier in this year or late last year. And again, I'm saying this again. I'm not suggesting people do this. But just looking at the ancestral use of geophagy, eating dirt. We know that in hunter-gatherer nations, women would eat dirt. Pregnant women would eat dirt. We know that little children eat dirt. We see this in animals, too. In fact, I live in Kentucky, and they have two areas here in Kentucky. One is called Pope Lick, and one is called Big Bone Lick. And they are named that because the animals come out of the mountains to lick the ground. Now, some people...
They're licking for salt.
Salt. Huh? I was going to say, they're licking for salt, but they're getting other minerals, too. They're getting other things, too, with that salt. We've done shows where people who garden and work in... I don't mean commercial farming now, because that's different. But people who garden and work with soil, they tend to have more robust microbiomes. They tend to have a greater sense of well-being. They tend to suffer less from depression. So I guess what I'm getting back at is... go ahead. I'm sorry. Please.
Know, I want to say you're right. Gardening is terrific. But I'm not sure that that's the reason it's terrific. You know, actually, I go into this in Missing Microbes because... you know, this idea about eating dirt is good for you. Personally, I don't think it's good or bad. It's just, it's neutral. It's indifferent. Because when you eat dirt, the bacteria there are adapted for living in soil. That's their home, not the human body. What I'm concerned about is the bacteria that are our ancient bacteria, the ones that we have lost. Those are the ones we have to replace.
Where can we find them?
Well, my wife and others have been traveling, working in the Amazon and places where we're going to places where people have had few or no antibiotics so that we can sample the original specimens so that we can find these ancient organisms that we've already lost. And that there's evidence that they have organisms that we've lost, just as you had mentioned earlier.
I predict a time in the future. Now, people are going to go, ew, Carl, you're crazy. But I predict a time in the future where we will be getting harvesting either fecal matter and decontaminating it, for lack of better terms, and encapsulating it so that people can get these microbes or some other form to harvest from these individuals, because where else can we get this if without don't we already
yeah.
we already do fecal implants in people, right? We're doing fecal implants.
But I think we can clean it up a lot. I think that just, you know, when you go to the health food store and you take a probiotic, so-called probiotic pill, that's a purified bacteria. When you eat yogurt, those are solutions of purified bacteria. So we'll be able to figure out what are those disappeared ancient bacteria, and I predicted actually about 15 years ago that we'll start giving them back to kids. Just like today, kids are lining up to get their vaccinations to protect them. We're gonna give them back the bacteria that modern civilization has taken away from them.
That's a wonderful idea.
And they can start life on a good plane, the way their ancestors did.
The other thing that I talk about with probiotics that I've said before on the show, some people take a capsule of a probiotic, And that's akin to throwing a handful of grass seed on an acre of land and expecting it to cover the whole acre of land. The doses, like, I buy a medical grade food, called VSL number 3. And I buy it in the over the counter 450 billion CFUs. It's a non-overlapping, non-competing, lactic acid bacteria forms. But I take 2 to 3 pouches of that when I take it because I kind of feel like, what good is taking a couple billion of some probiotic? That's not going to do anything to my gut. Am I wrong about that?
Well, certainly the numbers matter. But again, I would argue that the time that you needed those lactobacilli, you know, were in your first 6 months of life when you were really young. Those are the bacteria that we get from our mothers, from our vagina. When the baby's born, they're swallowing the organisms, they inoculate the nipple, and so now when the mom is breastfeeding, she's bringing in milk plus lactobacilli. This is exactly how nature has choreographed it, and that becomes the foundation. It's like you're building a big structure. You have to have a solid foundation. That's the foundation on which we're all built on in health. And so those bacteria are extremely important in early life. What's their role when you're an adult? I don't know. Hasn't really been tested.
But I know that I lost some of those bacteria when I took that penicillin-based amoxicillin. I feel like I've replenished them over the past 4 years by rigorously and methodically consuming large amounts of probiotics and other things that seem to help build up the mucosal lining of the stomach and so on, because my stomach is back to normal again. So there should be some value later on in life, especially if you had them and you lost them.
Well, you know, I'm a scientist, and it's hard for me to make conclusions from your experiment.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of other things happened in your life at the same time. So that's a lot of reasons why we try to study mice, because we can control the situation very carefully.
Yeah.
And feed them exactly what we want or not, and then we can make observations before, during, and after, so that we can reach good conclusions. And you know, mice turn out to be a lot like people.
What happens when someone has to take an antibiotic? Should they take a probiotic with it, or what can they do?
You know, in Missing Microbes, I predict that we're going to be doing that regularly, except that I can't tell you what the probiotic is yet, because we don't know. Yeah. Otherwise, right now we're just guessing, and I don't know whether any of those probiotics that are available are the right one or at all. But you raise another interesting point, which I'd like to discuss to your listeners, and that is that the antibiotics we use, like the amoxicillin you took, is what's called a broad-spectrum antibiotic. It's affecting everything. It's trying to kill the bad guy, but in the course of it, it's also killing a lot of good guys. It has a lot of collateral damage. And for the last 50 years, the whole direction has been to make broad-spectrum antibiotics. But I think in the future, we're going to have to develop narrow-spectrum antibiotics, very precise drugs, so that if somebody has an abscess, that we'll have the diagnostic test, and it will say, that's bacteria X, and now we're going to pull off the shelf antibiotic for X that works like a laser, that just is attacking that bad guy and will not have any effects on the good guys. I think that's where medicine's going to be going, but there's a lot of development that has to be done to get us there.
Well, and that speaks to something that I questioned when this happened to me with my tooth. It's like, why aren't we using more topical antibiotics for localized delivery as opposed to this dose that is fed to the whole body for something that's in my jaw?
Yeah. Well, you raise a good point. One of the problems with topical is, like, if you put it on your skin, let's just say you have a skin abscess,
right.
It's affecting the superficial area, but it may not be affecting the deep area, which is the one you really want to affect. It's got to come in through the bloodstream.
Even if it's in a vehicle, like a transdermal vehicle, which we know is going to then get picked up by the small blood vessels in the.
It's possible. It just depends on how good the delivery is.
Yeah.
But my focus is to make the spectrum narrower. So it's just targeting the one guy that's causing the problem.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, look, we're going to take our last commercial break, and we're going to be right back and wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Martin Blaser. The book is called Missing Microbes. You can get a copy by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking my blog for today. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% set off today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Martin Blaser. We're talking about his book, Missing Microbes. You can get a copy of it by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking today's blog. Dr. Blaser, who did you write this book for? Did you write it for people? Did you write it for clinicians? Did you write it for both?
Carl, I wrote this for people. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. I've been talking about my work to doctors and scientists for the last few years. But the goal was to get the message out to the broader group of people so they can understand really what we're up against. And in part, the frontier, just as you said, is in the doctor's office. You know, many times parents take their kids to the doctor, and if the doctor says, oh, your child is well, they don't need an antibiotic, the parent feels deprived. And whereas I think they should feel elated that the doctor has done a careful exam and said, okay, this is a mild illness. We're much better off without the antibiotic. So I want to change the dialogue. I think we're near a tipping point, and I'd like to change the dialogue so that we understand that antibiotics have cost as well as benefit, and so we have to be much more judicious in their use.
What about for the parent who is concerned and the doctor wants to prescribe an antibiotic. Obviously, the parent is not equipped to challenge the doctor. Are there certain questions a parent can ask to truly ascertain if a, if an antibiotic is the right thing to do for this child at this moment?
Well, you know, even though I've written this book for ordinary people, I'm hoping that doctors and the medical societies will be reading it too. And I'm lecturing at different meetings of pediatricians and internists and family doctors. So I'm trying to get the message out. And, you know, one of the things I do in the book is that I contrast our use of antibiotics in the U.S. to the use in Sweden. In the U.S., the average child has gotten 4 courses of antibiotics by the time they're 3. That's across all the kids in the United States. By the time they're 10, they've had 10 courses, and by the time they're 20, they've had 17 courses. Now, in contrast, in Sweden, where the people are at least as healthy as we are, by the age of 10, the average child has had 4 courses against our 10. And at every age, the Swedes are using about 40% of the antibiotics we're using. That means that 60% are unneeded. So I'm trying to get that message out, too, and ask the doctors, you know, if the doctors didn't feel pressured by the people, they could get their backs down also. And but I'm trying to I'm saying we should spend more money on pediatricians so they don't have to see patients every 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So that they can really do a careful exam and assess, this child is really sick, this child must get an antibiotic, it would be a real mistake if it didn't, and this child isn't too bad right now with no time and no opportunity for careful exams. You know, almost everybody's getting a prescription.
Yeah. Great book. Great book, by the way. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show. Oh, wait. You are going to be appearing someplace, Secret Science Club. Talk about that real quick, May 20th.
Well, there, New York City has a great institution called the Secret Science Club. It's held in a bar in Brooklyn. It has a capacity of about 400 or 500 people. I was there about a year ago. The place was packed, and people were interested in science. And I'm going back there May 20th. I'm going to tell people about my work and hopefully sign a lot of books.
What's the name of the bar?
The bar is called the Bell House, and
oh, yeah.
It's in Brooklyn, and the Secret Science Club meets there about once a month on a Tuesday night.
So you'll be there May 20th talking about this.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent book. Thank you for being on the show today, Dr. Blaser.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. All right. So anyway, great book. You can get it if you go to superhumanradio.com and visit my blog. Also want to mention that Aura MD is selling a 7-pack to my audience, exclusively to my audience. Save $90. Not only get 7 bottles of Aura MD, but a couple of the free gifts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today if you are already convinced that Aura MD is the best thing. I had my Aura MD moment not too long ago when I went for my cleaning and my hygienist said, your gums look better than ever and the pockets are not as deep as they used to be. Whatever you're doing, keep doing. And all I've been doing differently is using Aura MD. So go to superhumanradio.com, click the Aura MD banner ad today, save $90 on a 7-pack. And then tomorrow is Friday, which means I will be joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. And we have a great show. We're going to even have some guests on the show tomorrow, breaking with tradition for Casual Friday. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.